The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 38. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 11th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham. Pavitram iha vidyate, tat svayam yogasam siddha, kalenat mani vindati, nahi jnanena sadrisham, pavitram iha vidyate, tat svayam yoga sang siddha, kalenat mani vindati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service. And when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word of the Bhagavad Gita. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachaline Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarime. It's a pretty amazing statement that Prabhupada makes in his purport. We don't hear about this verse that often. But Prabhupada says that is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. In other words, the whole knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is actually summarized in this verse. So one might ask, well, what's in it for me? Why would an outsider want to take to Krishna consciousness? We insiders have already committed ourselves. Sometimes we forget why we committed ourselves. That's why it's nice to study it from the outsider's viewpoint. Why should an outsider take to Krishna consciousness? Well, it's described here one who actually becomes accomplished in devotional service. He relishes that which is the most sublime and pure thing in all of existence. And that does not depend on any external circumstance. He can be rich. He can be poor. He can be loved by the people of the world. He can be hated by the people of the world. He can be young. He can be old. He can be healthy. He can be sick. Doesn't matter. It's like I was recently with a god brother of mine who is dying in Vrindavan right now. He has terminal cancer. But every night he has a kirtan program. And it's just like here, it's packed with devotees and it's an ecstatic kirtan every evening. He's playing the drum. He's completely in bliss. Like death is never going to even touch him. And in fact, his death will not touch him. Because he's situated in spiritual consciousness. Krishna consciousness. So it's a very, very telling thing to see him. Here he is, terminal cancer, completely just blissing out on the holy name. Every night. The regular daily program in his ashram. So, in this way we can really understand, there's really something here, you know. Beyond all the pleasures of material existence. There's a pleasure which is deathless. We have this word we talk about amrita in all the time, you know, charanamrita. Amrita means nectar. What is the literal meaning of amrita? Amrita means death, and amrita means deathlessness. So some devotees, we used to say, in the old days in ISKCON, say, Prabhu, can you give me any Prabhupada nectar, you know? Fill my ears with Prabhupada nectar, you know? You were just with him on the morning, you were just with Prabhupada on the morning walk, can you fill my ear with some Prabhupada nectar? He used to be like that in ISKCON. Some devotee would just come in, you know, from India and give me some Prabhupada nectar, yeah. We'd all just sit and take the Prabhupada nectar. So that nectar actually means deathlessness. So whether you're hearing about Prabhupada, or you're hearing about Krishna, or you're hearing about Lord Chaitanya, you see. Or whether you're diving into a kirtan. Or you're studying the Gita, or the Bhagavatam, or the Sri
Upanishad.
This is all amrita. It's deathlessness. By absorbing yourself in hearing these transcendental sound vibrations, you achieve immortality. And when you speak it also, it's the same thing. Whether you speak it or whether you hear it, it's the same benefit. Someone may say, well, I'm fired up when I give lectures. When I hear the lecture, I fall asleep. That means not on the transcendental platform yet. Because in the transcendental platform, whether I speak or whether I hear, it's all nectar. Just like there are the nine types of bhakti. In Sanskrit we say nava vidha bhakti. Shavana kirtana smarana vandana padasevana dashare. It's described by Govindadas.
Govindadas apibūdina
Also, Prahlad Maharaj tells his father about it as well. The nine different types of bhakti. So for each of the nine bhakti types, there is an acharya of that particular type of bhakti. The acharya of hearing is Parikshit Maharaj. He just sat and heard for 7 days. All he did was hear. Of course, he asked a few questions as well, but mainly he was just hearing. And by that hearing, he became deathless. And the snake bird came and bit him, and he left his body, it didn't matter. He was absorbed in pure deathlessness just by hearing. And Shukadev Goswami, he was absorbed in deathlessness by speaking. So every one of these nine types of bhakti has an acharya who absorbed himself in deathlessness by absorbing himself in that particular type of bhakti. So, my dear devotees, you must master the art of how to absorb yourself in deathlessness by always wanting to relish the nectar of Krishna Katha. Whether you're hearing it or speaking it. Machchita mangata prana bodhiyantak parasparam katayantashnamam nityam tishanti chavramanticha. Krishna says in chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 9, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. 10:9.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita 10:9 sako, mano turi bhakti mintimis yra pasinėri mane, ir visas jų gyvenimas paskirtas tarnauti man. Jie patiria didžiulį pasitenkinimą ir palaimą, nuolat šviesdami vienas kitą ir kalbėdami apie mane.
So, if you want to be a devotee,
taigi, jeigu nori būti atsidavę,
now you know what a devotee does, you see.
Jūs žinot, ką atsidavusiai veikia.
Krishna makes it very clear.
Krishna aiškiai patai šneka.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. They're always thinking about Krishna.
Mano svarbiausia mintis nuolat linksta į mane. Jie visą laiką galvoja apie Krishna.
Their lives are fully dedicated to Krishna.
Jų gyvenimas pilnai paskirtas tarnauti Krishna.
So your heart is dedicated to Krishna. Your mind is thinking about
Krishna.
And you absorb yourself in hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna 24 hours a day. Someone may say, what about doing service like sweeping the floor or washing the dishes? That is also glorifying Krishna. By your actions,
you see,
you can think about Krishna, you can hear about
Krishna,
you can talk about Krishna, you can serve Krishna. It's all glorification of the Lord. It's all worship of Krishna. So whether you're offering the arti on the altar, or whether you're washing the dishes, it's the same thing. It's Krishna Seva. You're glorifying Krishna by your activities. So in this way we can just go on 24 hours a day, absorbed in Krishna consciousness, relishing the sweetest bliss at every minute, and accepting the wonderful service given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to create a spiritual revolution on this planet. If you absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness, then your mere presence on this planet will have a revolutionary impact on this planet. We want spiritual revolutionaries.
Mes norime, kad jūs būtumėte dvasiniai revoliucionieriai.
Who absorb themselves in Krishna consciousness.
Kurie yra visiškai pasinėrę į Krishna sąmonę.
And are very eager to tell everybody about Krishna.
Ir labai nori visiems papasakoti apie Krishna.
It's per the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nes toks yra Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nurodymas.
Jale deka tare kaha Krishna upadesha maragai guru hoyu tare idesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. On this way, rather in this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. So if you absorb yourself in this Krishna consciousness process, then this knowledge about Krishna and about the process of how to achieve Krishna will elevate you into a tremendously peaceful state of consciousness. So if there's any questions, I can try to answer them. Anyone have a question? Here's one.
Hare Krishna. Kai artėja mirtis ir supranti, kad liko mažai gyventi, ar senatvė, tai Krishna atsidavimas didėja ir nuoširdumas atsiranda.
Čia klausimas?
Klausimas.
He is wondering that one is becoming old and he see that the death is coming, does the devotion to Krishna is improving?
I hope so.
Mokta sako, tikiuosi.
It should, if one is properly engaged in Krishna consciousness, as one gets older and closer to death, his Krishna consciousness will definitely improve. You
know?
However, if one is not following the process, if he's engaged in sinful activities, then it won't. If one chants 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa mantra every day and follows the regulative principles, yes. As he ages, he'll definitely mature in Krishna consciousness. This is all you want everybody to take initiation. And stick to these vows as a lifetime program. Because that will protect them from the miseries of old age, disease and death.
Nes būtent tai apsaugos jį nuo senatvės kančių.
Any other questions?
Gal dar kas turi klausimų? Mokytojas minėjo paskaitoje, kad kai mes įsijungiam šį procesą, galim patirti tą amritos nektarą. Bet vis tiek matom, kad atsidavę nėra nemirtingai kūnus, tai palieka. Tai koks skirtumas yra tarp to atsidavusio, kuris jau patiria tą nektarą nuolatos ir kuris tiesiog palieka kūną, miršta. Nes sakoma, kad nemiršta atsidavęs, tai kaip čia suprasti. Lecture, you mentioned that while we turn on in this process, we can feel amrita, and this means
feel what?
Amrita.
Yes.
So this means that we become deathless. But we see, like you mentioned, like your god brother, he's leaving his body. So what is the difference between devotee who leaves his body and some materialistic person who leaves his body? Because each and
an ordinary person. Well, they die in a mood of being attached to their body.
Kada miršta paprastas žmogus, jis miršta nuotaikoje, prisirišus prie savo
kūno. And not wanting to leave it, you see.
Ir nenori niekur eiti.
Their whole conception of themselves has always been the body.
Jų koncepcija apie save, tai kad aš esu
so kūnas. Death is a horrible nightmare for them. Now they're being ripped away from their very sense of identity.
Todėl mirtis baisi akimirka, nes jos tiesiog išspiria jų šių.
And plus, because they've been sinful, the Yamadutta is going to come and rip them out of their body. It's a horrible experience. Some monsters come and grab you. Take you to hell. It's a very horrible thing. For a materialist to die is a very horrible thing. Now they get to get punished for all their sins.
There
are meat-eating, illicit sex, all these things. They're going to get heavy punishment. For one who has illicit sex, they are forced to embrace the red-hot a red-hot iron form of the opposite sex. It's burning them. It's a red-hot iron form of a woman. They have to embrace it tightly. It's burning their skin. They're screaming in agony, but they're being forced by the Yamadutas to embrace the red-hot, molten iron form of a woman. But even though an ordinary person would die, because in their subtle body they don't die and they can go on suffering. It's pretty heavy. It's in red. You've read the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, yeah? Yeah, wait till you get to the fifth canto. Whoa! It's very heavy. Very heavy. Very heavy, yeah. So, chant Hare Krishna, be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to face the Yamadutas at the time of death. Those who are Krishna conscious, they will not. The Vishnu Dutas will come for them. So stick to your vows. And look forward to a wonderful trip at the time of death. Back to the spiritual sky. Where there's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. No nasty winters. No scorching Texas summers. Just pure bliss. No polluted water, no dirty air. You don't have to have a job, you don't have to work a job. Just chanting and dancing and feasting with Krishna and the gopas and the gopis. And the cows and the calves and the peacocks. Beautiful music. Amazing prasadam. Beautiful clothes. Silk clothes. I mean, it's just unbelievable how beautiful and wonderful it is in the spiritual world. So why cheat yourself by remaining a karmi?
You know?
Give up karmi life, become a pure devotee. This is intelligent. Any other questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. During the initiation ceremony, we promised for our guru to chant at least 16 rounds. So that means that at least 16 rounds. So when we should increase that round, and how does
whenever it possible.
Kai vyksta iniciacijos ceremonija, mes prižadame kartoti mažiausiai 16 ratų. Tai klausimas būtų, kada mes turėtume kalbėti daugiau nei 16 ratų.
Whenever you have some spare time, you can chant some extra round. Or you can memorize some verses. Or you can go out and distribute some books. Always be engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. Don't leave even one little tiny gap for Maya to get in. That's the point. Next.
Kaip jausti, kad tu nesi šitas kūnas?
How to feel that I am not this body?
It's very simple. It's like I, in my own life, I can look back and I can remember when I was a little tiny kid.
Aš galiu pažvelgti savo gyvenimą, kada seniai, seniai buvau mažas vaikas.
One day I decided to go out and explore the world.
Ir vieną dieną nusprendžiau išėti ir pažinti pasaulį.
Maybe I was 4 years old or something like that.
Man buvo gal 4 metukai.
I went out the door. I just walked out the front door. I didn't tell my mother. I just went out to explore the world. I went walking down the railroad track. I didn't know it was dangerous. A train could hit me. I had no idea what a train was. I just went walking down the railroad track for a while, explore the world. Then after a while, I said, well, I've seen enough today, and I went, turned around and went back to my house. My parents were so relieved because they didn't know where I was. They were like, totally, oh, what happened to our son? He got kidnapped. They were just in great anxiety. My mother was freaking out. They were so happy to see that I came back, you see. So where's that body now?
Kur tas kūnelis?
That little kid, 4-year-old kid who walked down the railroad track. Where is that body?
Mažas vaikas, kur jis dabar?
Where are the atoms and molecules that made up that body?
Kur atomai ir molekulės, kurie sudarė tą kūną?
They're long gone.
Jų seniai jau nėra.
But yet I can remember walking down that railroad track.
Bet aš puikiai prisimenu.
So the body changes.
Taigi kūnas keičiasi.
Actually, at every minute your body is changing.
Kiekvieną minutę tavo kūnas keičiasi.
Because the old blood corpuscles are dying.
Nes senos kraujo ląstelės miršta.
And new blood corpuscles are taking their place.
Ir jas užima.
The body you have right now is not the same body you had when we began this lecture. In fact, we are switching bodies with each other right now. You're exhaling part of your chemicals. Somebody is inhaling them. Somebody is exhaling part of their chemicals and you're inhaling them. So actually we're trading bodies with each other right now. But the self remains the same.
Bet aš lieka tas pats.
In spite of all the changes of body, you are always the same person.
Tu visą laiką ta pati asmenybė.
Do you understand?
Supranti? Yes, but at the same time, I am so much attached to my body and I'm thinking that this is me.
Yes, you are a fool.
Hey, what is it, please?
Yeah. So stop being such a fool. Use your intelligence. And analyze things very carefully. It's like I have an old man's body.
Aš turiu seną žmogaus kūną.
But I don't feel that I'm an old man.
Bet nesijaučiu senas.
I feel that I'm a youth.
Jaučiuosi kaip jaunuolis.
But I have the body of an old man like Prabhupada when he came to America. I'm the same, my body is the same age as when Prabhupada came to America.
Bet mano kūno amžius toks pats kaip Šilas Prabhupadas, kada jis atvyko į Ameriką.
So I look in the mirror, it looks pretty horrible, you know, pretty old man body.
Tokį pasižiūriu į veidrodį, labai keista atrodo, ko šia per seną.
But it's not me, I'm an eternal youth.
Bet tai ne aš, aš amžinai jaunas.
I'm one of Krishna's associates in the spiritual world.
Esu Krishna's bendražygis dvasiniam
pasaulyje. I have an eternally youthful body. This isn't me.
Turiu amžinai jauną kūną, o čia ne aš.
Singing, if somebody is attached to their body, wouldn't they want to do something good with their body?
Aš galvoju, jeigu kažkas yra tikrai prisirišęs prie savo kūno, ar nenorėtų kažką gero savo kūnai padaryti?
Or you just want to labor uselessly?
Ar tiesiog nori dirbti be jokios prasmės?
Just want temporary result with the body or permanent result with the body?
Ar nori laikinos naudos ar amžinos naudos?
What would you like?
Ko norėtų?
Amžinos.
Eternal. Eternal.
Yeah. So then you have to make a good use of this body.
Todėl reikia šitą kūną panaudoti tinkamai.
So that is a good attachment.
Tai yra geras prisirišimas.
This human body is a very special gift, actually.
Labai nuostabi dovana yra žmogaus kūnas.
there are millions of life forms. And of the 8,400,000 different types of forms, 8 million of them are useless for self-realization. So, you're in a very auspicious position to be in a human body right now. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra tells you, now that you've got a human body, atato brahma jigyasa, now that you're situated in a human body, you must utilize it for self-realization.
Todėl Vedanta Sutra sako, kad jau gavai žmogaus kūną, tai panaudok į save suvokimui.
So take advantage of it.
Taigi pasinaudok to.
Don't throw away your good fortune.
Ne, išmesk savo sėkmės.
You are blessed with it. You've taken, you know, you went through 8 million births to come here. Do you know that 8 million births you took to get where you are now?
Tau prireikė 8 milijonus kartų gimti, kad būtum čia, kur esi.
So do you think you should waste it on sense gratification? After 8 million births, you got this opportunity to become self-realized. If you don't take up Krishna consciousness seriously now, you are the biggest idiot in all the three worlds. So take it very seriously. And your life will be unbelievably sublime. Okay?
Ar gerai?
Very good. Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Microphone.
I have a question. How can I open my heart to other people, to devotees? Because the communication is very important, but sometimes it seems very difficult to say something. Kaip aš galiu atverti savo širdį kitiems atsidavusiems, nes tai labai svarbu.
Well, she wants to know how to open her heart to the devotees. Sometimes it's difficult to do that. The answer is that Krishna says, to Arjuna, yeme bhakta jana partha, yeme bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta stache jina. He says, my dear Arjuna, one who is my devotee is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Krishna sako, brangus Arjuna, tas, kuris yra mano atsidavęs, jisai nėra mano atsidavęs, bet tas, kuris yra mano atsidavęs, jisai yra tikras mano atsidavęs.
So unless you can open your heart to the devotees, Krishna won't accept you.
Taigi, kol negalėsi atverti savo širdies atsidavusiems, Krishna tavęs nepriims.
You need to learn how to do that. Actually, when I first joined ISKCON, we were told by a senior devotee, it's wrong to love the devotees. You're only supposed to love Krishna. But I was with Vishnu Janaswami, and he was so full of love, it was unbelievable. He would bestow his love on everyone, a little baby, and anyone. He was just giving his love freely to everybody, you know. So I couldn't believe this devotee when he said, you're not supposed to love anybody except for Krishna. But I couldn't say anything because he was an older devotee. But then a few years later, a wonderful book, a new book was translated by Prabhupada called the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. In this book specifically described the six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. You serve the devotees, you accept service from the devotees. You give gifts to the devotees, you accept gifts from the devotees. You open your heart to the devotees, you open yourself up and they want to reveal their heart to you. You serve prasadam to the devotees, you accept prasadam and they want to serve you the prasadam. In this way, by these six loving exchanges, your Krishna consciousness flourishes. Prabhupada explains even a businessman to be successful in business, he'll meet with other businessmen and engage in these six loving exchanges. He'll take another businessman out to a restaurant and give him a dinner. He'll get his advice about a business investment. He may give him a gift. So in this way, even in mundane activities, we engage in these six loving exchanges. It's like with your basketball players, you see. You're the coach, but you have these loving exchanges with the players. That helps the relationship of the team to become strong and victorious. So even in ordinary dealings, we have these loving exchanges. So if we want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, we have to learn how to have loving exchanges with devotees. Sometimes we take the devotees for granted. We just find fault with them. But I remember one time when I was doing a business, I went on what was called a fam trip for travel agents to Israel. It's called familiarization trip. I went to Israel on it with a tour group. I was the only devotee. And these karmis were ridiculous. And I was stuck with them for many days. But when we came to Jerusalem, we had a night off. So I found out there were some devotees in Jerusalem. I went and spent the evening with them. And it was so wonderful. It was like you're in the desert and you finally get a drink of water. Oh, thank God. Wow. I can talk about Krishna with somebody and they understand what I'm talking about. You know? I mean, I never knew these devotees, but they were just some devotees, ordinary devotees. But it was the most wonderful, uplifting experience to be with them, you see. So because we're with the devotees constantly, especially if you're living in the ashram, you see, you take it for granted. You forget to realize how blessed you are to have the association of somebody who will say, Hare Krishna. You're taking them for granted. Just imagine if you were stuck on a desert island with no association at all, how horrible it would be. And there's even one devotee there. Even that devotee that you can't get along with right now at all, even if you had that one devotee there, it'd be so happy. So in this way, learn how to count your blessings, you know. Don't be a dullard, a dull-headed fool. Every devotee, what is that verse? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrakai, Sadhu Sangha Lavamata Sarva Siddhi Hai. The association of a devotee is so valuable that even for Lava Matra, 1/11th of a second, the association of a devotee can bestow upon a Sarva Siddhi Hai, can bestow all perfection.
It also depends what kind of talk you want to have with the devotees.
Taip pat tai priklauso nuo to, kokiom kalbom mes užsiimam su atsidavusiais.
Depends. Not that what my sense gratificatory activities I would like to involve in. Sometimes that kind of sort of activities or that kind of you want to share, which is not very good, it's not Krishna conscious.
Mes, jeigu norime pasidalinti su atsidavusiais, kaip mes tenkinam savo materialius troškimus, tai nebus šeši meilės
mainai. Yeah, it should be Krishna conscious.
Taip, bendravimas atsidavusiais, turi būti Krishna
sąmonė. Not they get together with the devotees and engage in mundane activity. Like, you know, have a basketball game or something, you know.
Or sometimes I am my mind is very much disturbed by such and such devotee, you know, and I want to be associating with that, but I cannot open my heart. I cannot open my heart because I'm attracted to such and such person, and I can't open my heart. What to do? There's such topics also then.
Yeah, they're different. There are three different categories of devotees. The advanced devotees, we should be very eager to serve them and get and learn from them and get their association. Those who are on the equal level with us, we should become friends, make friendship with them. And those who are less advanced, we should be very kind and help them advance in Krishna consciousness. And there are some people who come around who are actually very offensive. We can respect them from a distance. Well, at least he's chanting Hare Krishna, but we keep them at a distance. Next.
Turiu dar vieną klausimą apie mirtį. Tai mes dažnai gal nesusimastom, kad reikės palikti šitą kūną ir ateis tokia diena. Vat, ir kaip tą pilnai suvokti, pilnai realizuoti, kad man reiks palikti kūną, aš mirsiu, kad kol aš neturiu tvirtos Krišnos sąmonės, tai aš neaišku, kur po to atkimt galiu. Nes kol kas nėra to jausmo, kad reiks palikti kūną. So it's one more question about death. And people are not thinking that one day we're going to die, so how can I fully realize that I'm going to leave this body, that I'm going dead, and how to realize that I must get Krishna consciousness, steadily Krishna consciousness, because after death I don't know where I'm going to next birth or something. So how to realize that I'm going to die?
How to realize you're going to die? How to realize you're going to die?
Yes.
Ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiya imalayam shesha shashram kim shesha stavim kim mashtaryam tahapadam ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiya imalayam shesha stavram uchchami kim mashtaryam tahapadam. But this was the question asked by Yamaraj of Maharaj Yudhisthira. What is the most wonderful thing in this world? Maharaj Yudhisthira very wisely replied, the most amazing thing is this. At every number, at every moment, I mean to say, at every moment, countless numbers of people are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj. But those who are remaining here, they think that I will never die. Kim mascharya matahapadam, there is nothing more amazing than this. So the fact is we can die at any minute. At any minute we can die.
You
should always remember them. Of course, not the soul, but that your body can die at any minute. So you should always be thinking, speaking, and acting in such a way that if you were to die at that moment, you would go back to Krishna. It happens all the time. Some Matajis were going on a little pleasure canoe ride down the river in Florida. And one of my god sisters, she left her body. She had a heart attack while they're sitting in the. They're going having a fun ride down the, on the boat down the canoe down the river for a little fun. And she died. She had a heart attack and died right there on the boat. So, it can happen any time. Actually, one of my godbrothers, he was giving a lecture.
Mano Dievo brolis skaitė paskaitą.
And he had some kind of an attack and he died.
Ir jo širdis sustojo.
He's actually a guru god brother of mine, sannyasi guru of god brother. He died in Mayapur. He was giving a lecture and then he had some kind of an attack and he got off of Yasasana and dropped dead. So it could happen to me right now. I could have some attack and just drop dead right here on the Vyasasana. So you also. You have to always remember this. Be very sober. At every minute. Realizing death can come at any time. Does that answer your question? So now you be very sober. The more you become sober, the more you become morbid? No. The more you become ecstatic. Because you detach yourself from this lump of ignorance called the material body. If you were to tell a karmi that you should remember death is going to come at any minute, he would say, I'll become very depressed. You shouldn't, I don't want to think about it. I would rather just try to enjoy life and forget about death. But that's artificial. That's called illusory happiness. It's not real happiness. Real happiness is when you remember that death can come at every minute and you always act in such a way that you would be qualified to go back to God at every minute. You're qualified to go back to God. Even walking down the stairs, you can slip and hit your head, boom, and leave your body. We have some steep stairs right here. You could die right here at the Vedic Culture Center, going down the stairs. It could happen. You look up the statistics on the internet, how many people die by walking down the stairs, falling on the stairs and dying. It happens all the time. So it could happen to any one of us. So are you ready? Are you sober? Everyone should think, well, I better become a new serious devotee, get initiated, because death can come at any time. Don't postpone surrender to Krishna. Take surrender to Krishna as your most important business right now. Because death can come at any minute. That's a fact. Any other questions? Anything, any other realizations you'd like to share, Guru Mata?
You were saying that,
microphone.
To remember Krishna is study, do the kirtan, study and talk about Krishna. That's wonderful. But practical devotional service is the easiest thing because we're going to do any work anywhere.
Jūs šnekėjote apie įvairius prisimint Krishna, tai yra studijuoti, skaityti, bet praktinis limo tarnystė yra pati lengviausia, nes bet kuriuo atveju mes kažką tai dirbsim. Ir jeigu netarnausime Krishnai, tai tarnausim savo jūslėm. Tai yra pats natūraliausias dalykas, kurį turi siela būti aktyvi.
It is much easier for their soul to be engaged. And the mind cannot be flickering here and there. But while reading, I can start speculating. Or talking also, I can go into the tangent. But in service, my mind will be fully absorbed.
Taigi, sėdimo tarnystė, praktinė, yra pats geriausias būdas, kaip sukoncentruoti savo protą. Netgi skaitant, mano protas gali pradėti spekuliuoti, bet praktinė tarnystė, protą sukoncentruos, fokusuos į Krishną.
Isn't that the problem with the gnanis who start studying the books and they get speculated and sidetracked?
What you're saying is confirmed by a letter I got from
Prabhupada.
When I was a young brahmachari traveling with Vishnujana Swami, we were so engaged in service, like from all day long, serving. I was thinking, where is the time to read? So I instead of going with the Sankirtan party down to downtown Manhattan, I took another subway and went to Tompkins Square Park, where Prabhupada started the movement.
Ir vietoj to, kad eiti į Harinamą, aš nuėjau į Tompkins parką.
And I went to the famous I went to the famous tree where Prabhupada started had the first kirtan under the tree, and I went to that tree and I wrote Prabhupada a letter. Telling him I didn't have enough time to study. And Prabhupada told me that the study without serving would become dry and useless. He said there is much time in the day for studying. He didn't accept my excuse. He chastised me for not being focused on doing the service. He said become devotional service become dry and useless. The study will become dry after some time if you don't put it into practice. So simply studying and not serving is like taking chemistry without going to the lab. Studying chemistry without going to the chemistry lab. One will never become an expert chemist unless they also go to the laboratory and do the experiments. Simply sitting in the lectures is not enough. You have to go to the lab and put the knowledge into practice. And then and only then you become expert. So we study and then we put the knowledge into practice by practical activities. That's when you become expert. Yeah, somebody bought a whole set of Bhagavatams. He was so fired up. He was reading and he would come and he'd tell us what he's reading about the third canto and the fourth canto, and he was in ecstasy. We said, well, here's some Java bees. Why don't you also chant some Java bees? Oh, no, no, I don't want to chant. I just want to read. Well, about halfway through the Bhagavatam, he really lost his steam and he gave it up. Because he's not applying the knowledge. The knowledge of Krishna consciousness is really amazing knowledge, but if you want to really go into it and realize it, you have to apply it also. That's why you have to get initiated. Because without initiation, you're not applying it. So you don't want it to become dry. You have to put the knowledge into practice. And then it becomes fully realized knowledge. Do you understand? Very good. Okay, so we have time for one more question.
Aš manau, turim laiko tik vienam paskutiniam klausimui. Bet ar turim klausimą?
Kaip susiję iniciacijos prieimimą su tų žinių pritaikymu gyvenime?
How it is related initiation with the practical implication of this knowledge?
Yes. Tadvidi padipatena paripashnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Krishna says, approach the spiritual master, become his servant.
Krishna sako, kreipkis pas dvasinį mokytoją ir tapk jo tarnu.
That's what the rest stated right there in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34.
Bhagavad Gita, tai kalbama, 4.
So by putting the knowledge, by actually following Krishna's instruction to accept the spiritual master, that's actually the third step on the path of spiritual perfection. The first step is to have faith in the process. That's called sadhu sangha. The second step is, that's called Shraddha, Shraddha. The second stage is Sadhu Sangha, that's associating with devotees. This is described in Prabhupada's books. And the third stage is bhajana kriya. That's when you take initiation. It means to take up the activities of bhakti. So that to accept a guru is an essential aspect of actually putting bhakti into practice. It's so important that Prabhupada states in the Nectar of Devotion introduction that without initiation you can't go back to Godhead. Krishna will not accept you. So having a taking diksha is essential. Not in the beginning, but to advance beyond the beginning stages, you have to take diksha from the bona fide spiritual master. To qualify yourself to go back to Godhead, you have to take a spiritual master. You have to. It's not what I say, it's what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says, yeah. So yeah, you have to do that. I was thinking that, I was like many of you all, I was thinking I'd just be a devotee without getting initiated. That was my original idea. Because of that, I was a songwriter, and My Sweet Lord had just been, George Harrison had just come out with My Sweet Lord, it was a big, you know, million seller. I was thinking, well, I'll just be followed the George Harrison Sampradaya, you know, and write songs and become a famous musician. But I moved into the temple so I could learn how to write better songs about Krishna. You see? Like Krishna conscious songs. I know how to write better Krishna conscious songs. But the devotees wanted me to actually take initiation, and I didn't want to do that.
So.
They were saying that they called me Steve Prabhu because I had distributed 10 Back to Godhead magazines. I earned the title Prabhu. They said, Steve Prabhu, you know, you should really take initiation, you know. And I was thinking, They told me that verse, you know, Krishna says, Tadvidi Pradipatina, you have to take a guru. And I was going, oh, well. I couldn't argue, but I wasn't going to do it. Of course, being in the temple, you have to do the standard things that everybody else does. So I had to learn this prayer, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Buddha, you know. But it was for a Texas hippie, I mean, that was really a lot of Sanskrit to master, you know. A Texas hippie going Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. You know. So I wrote it on my hand, you know, the ballpoint pen. Namaste, Sarasva, the whole thing, you know. So whenever I bowed down, there it was, I could just read it on my hand, you know. So Vishnujana Swami, he looks at my hand, he says, oh, very nice. He noticed I had an empty space here, but nothing written there, you see. So he said, now you must add this to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. Wow, they're really putting the pressure on now, you know. So I did it. I must please my spiritual master, surrender him fully. Was I going to do it? Nope. But I put out my hand anyway, you know. But then one day, we got this recording, a record album called the Radha Krishna Temple Album. We didn't know that George Harrison and the devotees had produced this album. It was newly released. It was sent out, a promotional copy was sent to all the radio stations. In one radio station in Austin, they got the record and they didn't want to play it. But they knew that those Hare Krishna guys, they chant out on the street. Maybe they'd like to have this album. Someone of the DJs came out and looked for us. He handed us the record album.
Wow.
We had no idea George Harrison was doing this for the devotees. So we took that 33 and a third vinyl album back to the temple, you know, and we played it all the time. And the second cut on that album went like this. The first cut is Govindam Adi Purusham. That's the first cut. The second cut was Samsaradava Nalalida Loka Tranayakar Yunyaganaganadvam Praptashakalyana Gunanavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanada Vindam. So one morning I was vacuuming the temple room rug, you know. Had that vacuum cleaner, you know, running the vacuuming the plug. And I was hearing that record. And I was just actually amazed. I could hear the love. Not only hear it, I could feel the love that the devotees had for Prabhupada. Now I had all kinds of love in the material world, you know. Love for a dog, you know. Love for my country. Love for a friend. Love of our high school football team, you know. Love of some girls, you know. Love of this, love of that. But I never experienced any love like this. This love was pure. There was no lust or anything tinged there. It was pure love. And I was amazed by the love, by the I could understand the ecstasy. I could actually experience vicariously the ecstasy the devotees had in their pure love for the Srila
Prabhupada.
And I had never experienced such ecstasy like that ever before in my life. And being an envious person, you know, envy, that's what brought me the material world, envy, right? Do I want somebody to taste more nectar than me? No, I want to taste the most nectar. So just because I have my envious nature, this thought filled my brain, flooded my consciousness as I was hearing them singing Samsaradava. This thought just flooded my consciousness. Wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Srila
Prabhupada?
And as soon as I did that, Prabhupada entered my heart and flooded me with pure transcendental bliss. And the tears were just coming down my face. So I said, when can I get initiated? I get initiated because I realized I wasn't tasting the nectar. I was like, if you're not initiated, you're getting some experience of Krishna consciousness. But you're on the outside of the honey jar. There's not much honey in the outside of the honey jar. Maybe a few drops where somebody spilled it, you know. But if you really want to get the real honey, yeah, unscrew that lid and put your tongue down in that honey. And then you can really taste it, you see. So that's why I got initiated. I wanted to taste the nectar. And I knew that I wasn't tasting the nectar without being initiated. So for me, it's just a matter of greed.
Taigi, man tai buvo tiesiog gobšumo klausimas.
Greedy for the nectar, you see.
Aš buvau gobšus, kad gaut nektarą.
And I can tell you right now, it was the best decision I ever made in millions of lifetimes.
Galiu jums dabar drąsiai pasakyti, tai buvo mano geriausias sprendimas per milijonus gyvenimų.
46 years ago.
Prieš 46 metų.
And it's just every day gets better.
Ir kiekvieną dieną, tai tampa.
Since I took initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. And that would be this. You say, well, that was
Prabhupada.
I mean, you know, the gurus nowadays, they're not Prabhupada. If Prabhupada was here, surely they would take initiation. But Prabhupada said, whether I speak or you speak, it's the same. So that is the parampara system. Prabhupada said, after my departure, my disciples, they will become gurus. So, by taking initiation, you not only formally connect with your Diksha Guru, but you also formally connect with
Prabhupada.
That's how you make a solid connection with Srila
Prabhupada.
In fact, Srila Prabhupada said the grand spiritual master is more merciful than the spiritual master. In this way, he meant it in this sense. The father can be kind of tough with the kids, you see. But when the grandfather comes, it's all just nectar, nectar, nectar. So Prabhupada, those who come now, they get initiated, Prabhupada becomes their grandfather guru, you see. And they get very special mercy from Prabhupada. Many of my disciples tell me they have dreams of Prabhupada. So when you make that connection with the disciple of Prabhupada, becoming the disciple of Prabhupada's disciple, then you get special blessings from Prabhupada. It's a fact. So if you want Prabhupada's special blessings, take initiation. As soon as possible, because death can come at any time. All right, one last question, then we'll call it.
Paskutinis klausimas.
Yeah. We're going to make it a short answer. I hope it's not too complicated. Okay.
Can we pray Srila Prabhupada that he would bless us, that we would be able to surrender to our spiritual master?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, yes. Very good. You do that. Prabhupada, please bless me. Please bless me. I can fully surrender to my spiritual master. That's very, very good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, so we'll stop here. And now we have... actually, our English one's sold out, I think.
Yeah.
My beloved disciple Sudama Das has published in Russian language my book Truth Works. So all of those of you who can read Russian language, this book is available now in Russian language. With color plates, it's really first class book, color plates, everything. This is recommended by Hari Sari Prabhu, Prabhupada's personal servant, as being a very good guidebook on how to practice Krishna consciousness. So anyone who takes one today, I will give you a written blessing to you personally. And it's a donation of 10 euros or more. So, Achilabai. Hare Krishna.
His Grish Man Sankarsan Dasatikari Maharaja Ki. Yeah!